Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. Yesterday, we talked about multifamily income analysis, rent rolls, concessions, and other income. We covered how to analyze the rent roll, verify market rents, understand concessions, and analyze other income sources. Today, we're talking about multifamily operating expenses, what to expect, and how to budget. At CREI Partners, we've learned that expense analysis is just as important as income analysis. Many investors focus heavily on income and underestimate expenses. Then they're surprised when expenses come in higher than projected. Expense overruns can materially reduce cash flow and investor returns. Understanding operating expenses from an operator's perspective is critical for accurate underwriting and successful property management. Today, I'm going to share what we've learned about analyzing and budgeting multifamily operating expenses. Understanding operating expenses versus capital expenditures. Before we dive into specific expense categories, let's clarify the difference between operating expenses and capital expenditures. Operating expenses are the day-to-day costs of running the property. They're recurring expenses that maintain the property in its current condition. Operating expenses are deducted from gross income to calculate NOI. Capital expenditures, or CapEx, are costs for improvements or replacements that extend the life of the property or improve its condition. CapEx includes roof replacements, HVAC replacements, parking lot resurfacing, and major renovations. CapEx is not included in operating expenses for NOI calculation. Instead, CapEx is funded from cash flow after debt service or from reserves. This distinction is important because sellers sometimes misclassify expenses to make NOI look higher. They may classify operating expenses as CapEx to inflate NOI, or they may defer CapEx to reduce reported expenses. You need to understand what's truly an operating expense and what's CapEx. The major operating expense categories. Multifamily operating expenses typically fall into several major categories: property taxes, insurance, utilities, payroll and management, repairs and maintenance, turnover and make-ready, marketing and leasing, administrative expenses, and reserves for replacements. Let me walk through each category and share what we've learned. Property taxes, often one of the largest operating expenses. Property taxes are often one of the largest operating expenses for multifamily properties, though in some markets, insurance or utilities can be comparable or even higher. Property taxes are based on the assessed value of the property and the local tax rate. When you acquire a property, the assessed value will likely increase to reflect the purchase price. This means your property taxes will increase, sometimes significantly. Here's what many investors miss. They underwrite to the seller's current property taxes without accounting for the reassessment after purchase. For example, the seller's property taxes are $100,000 per year based on an assessed value of $5 million. You purchase the property for $8 million. After reassessment, the assessed value increases to $8 million, and your property taxes increase to $160,000 per year. That's a $60,000 annual increase, $5,000 per month. If you didn't account for this in your underwriting, your cash flow just dropped by $5,000 per month. You need to project property taxes based on your purchase price, not the seller's current taxes. Also, understand the local tax appeal process. In some markets, you can appeal your property tax assessment and potentially reduce your taxes. But don't count on a successful appeal in your underwriting. At CREI Partners, we always project property taxes based on our purchase price. We assume the assessed value will increase to our purchase price and calculate taxes accordingly. We don't underwrite to the seller's current taxes. Insurance, rising costs, and market volatility. Insurance is typically one of the larger operating expenses, often representing a significant portion of total operating costs. Multifamily insurance includes property insurance, liability insurance, and sometimes flood insurance, wind insurance, or earthquake insurance, depending on location. Insurance costs have been rising in recent years due to increased claims, natural disasters, and market volatility. In some markets, insurance costs have increased significantly. Here's what you need to understand. The seller's current insurance costs may not reflect what you'll pay. Insurance costs can increase when you acquire the property due to updated replacement cost valuations, changes in coverage, or market rate increases. You need to get insurance quotes during due diligence. Don't just accept the seller's current insurance costs. Get quotes from multiple insurers based on your intended coverage. Also, understand what's covered and what's not. Does the policy cover flood, wind, earthquake? What's the deductible? What's the replacement cost coverage? At CREI Partners, we always get insurance quotes during due diligence. We don't underwrite to the seller's current insurance costs. We get quotes from our insurance broker based on our intended coverage and underwrite to those quotes.
Utilities, water, sewer, trash, gas, and electric.
Utilities include water, sewer, trash, gas, and electric. Utility costs vary significantly based on whether utilities are master metered, paid by the property, or separately metered, paid by tenants. In master metered properties, the property pays all utility costs. This creates higher operating expenses but allows you to control costs. In separately metered properties, tenants pay their own utilities. This reduces operating expenses but gives you less control. Many properties have a hybrid structure. Water and trash are master metered, while electric and gas are separately metered. Utility costs have been rising due to inflation, infrastructure investments, and regulatory changes. Water and sewer costs, in particular, have been increasing in many markets. You need to analyze the seller's utility costs and project future costs based on current rates and expected increases. Also, consider utility billback programs. If utilities are master metered, you may be able to implement a billback program where you allocate utility costs to tenants based on usage or square footage. This can significantly reduce your net utility expense. At CREI Partners, we analyze utility costs carefully. If utilities are master metered, we evaluate whether we can implement a billback program to reduce net costs. Payroll and management, the cost of running the property. Payroll and management includes on-site staff salaries, property management fees, and payroll taxes and benefits. Staffing needs vary by property size, layout, and operational strategy. A garden-style property spread across multiple buildings requires different staffing than a mid-rise with centralized operations. Self-managed properties have different cost structures than third-party managed properties. On-site staff typically includes a property manager, leasing agents, maintenance technicians, and sometimes a porter or groundskeeper. Property management fees are typically 3 to 5% of collected income for third-party management companies. Some operators self-manage to save on management fees, but this requires internal staff and systems. Payroll costs vary by market. Urban markets have higher labor costs than secondary or tertiary markets. You need to budget for realistic payroll costs based on the size of the property, the operational model, and local labor rates. At CREI Partners, we use third-party property management for most of our properties. We budget 4 to 5% of collected income for management fees plus on-site staff costs. Repairs and maintenance, ongoing costs to keep the property functional. Repairs and maintenance includes routine maintenance, preventative maintenance, and emergency repairs. Routine maintenance includes landscaping, pool maintenance, HVAC filter changes, pest control, and general upkeep. Preventive maintenance includes regular inspections and servicing of major systems to prevent breakdowns. Emergency repairs include plumbing leaks, HVAC failures, electrical issues, and other urgent problems. Repairs and maintenance costs vary based on property age, property condition, and deferred maintenance.
Common underwriting ranges are 5% to 8% of gross income for newer properties and 8% to 12% or more for older properties. These ranges vary by market, property type, and condition. If the property has significant deferred maintenance, your repairs and maintenance costs will be higher in the first few years as you address backlogged issues. You need to budget realistically for repairs and maintenance based on property age and condition. At CREI Partners, we budget conservatively for repairs and maintenance. For Class B properties, we typically budget 10% to 12% of gross income. For Class C properties, we budget even higher, 12% to 15% or more. Turnover and make-ready, the cost of tenant turnover. Turnover and make-ready costs include cleaning, painting, carpet replacement, appliance replacement, and repairs needed to prepare a unit for a new tenant. Turnover costs vary based on property class, tenant profile, and renovation scope. Costs also depend on market labor rates and the extent of work required. Your total annual turnover costs depend on your turnover rate and your cost per turn. You need to budget realistically for turnover based on your expected turnover rate, the scope of work typically required, and local labor costs. At CREI Partners, we budget conservatively for turnover. We build in buffers to account for units that require more extensive work than average. Marketing and leasing, the cost of attracting and retaining tenants. Marketing and leasing costs include advertising, online listing fees, leasing incentives, and resident retention programs. Advertising includes online listings, apartments.com, Zillow, etc., social media advertising, and local marketing. Leasing incentives and commissions vary by market and management structure. Some properties pay leasing agents internal commissions, while others use external brokers or offer tenant referral bonuses. Resident retention programs include renewal incentives, resident events, and amenity improvements to encourage lease renewals. Marketing and leasing costs vary based on turnover rate and market competitiveness. You need to budget for marketing and leasing based on your expected turnover rate and market conditions. At CREI Partners, we budget 2 to 4% of gross income for marketing and leasing, depending on property class and market conditions. Administrative expenses, the cost of running the business. Administrative expenses include legal and professional fees, accounting and bookkeeping, software and technology, office supplies, and miscellaneous administrative costs. Legal and professional fees include attorney fees, CPA fees, and consulting fees. Accounting and bookkeeping includes monthly accounting services and annual tax preparation. Software and technology includes property management software, accounting software, and resident portals. Administrative expenses are typically 2 to 4% of gross income. You need to budget for realistic administrative costs. At CREI Partners, we budget 3 to 4% of gross income for administrative expenses. Reserves for replacements, planning for future capital needs. Reserves for replacements are funds set aside for future capital expenditures like roof replacements, HVAC replacements, parking lot resurfacing, and major system replacements. Reserves are not technically an operating expense. They don't reduce NOI. But they're a critical part of budgeting because you need to fund future capital needs. Most lenders require reserves for replacements, typically $200 to $400 per unit per year. You should budget for reserves even if your lender doesn't require them. Capital needs are inevitable, and you need to plan for them. At CREI Partners, we budget $300 to $400 per unit per year for reserves. We maintain strong cash reserves to fund future capital needs without disrupting cash flow. Total operating expenses, typical underwriting ranges. So what should you expect for total operating expenses? Operating expenses are typically expressed as a percentage of gross income or as a dollar amount per unit. Typical underwriting ranges are 35% to 45% of gross income for Class A properties, 45% to 55% for Class B properties, and 50 to 60% for Class C properties. These ranges vary by market, property age, condition, and operational efficiency. The key is to underwrite conservatively. Don't assume you can operate at the low end of the range. Budget toward the higher end to build in a buffer. At CREI Partners, we underwrite to the higher end of the expense range for our property class. We'd rather be pleasantly surprised by lower expenses than caught off guard by higher expenses. Analyzing the seller's operating expenses, what to look for. When you're analyzing the seller's operating expenses, you need to look for several things. First, are expenses understated? Sellers sometimes understate expenses to make NOI look higher. They may defer maintenance, delay repairs, or misclassify expenses as CapEx. Second, are there missing expense categories? Make sure all major expense categories are included. Third, are expenses realistic for the property class and market? Compare the seller's expenses to market benchmarks. If expenses are significantly lower than typical ranges, they're likely understated. Fourth, are property taxes projected correctly? Remember, property taxes will likely increase after you purchase the property. Fifth, are insurance costs current? Insurance costs may have increased since the seller's last policy renewal. Sixth, are there deferred maintenance issues that will increase future expenses? If the property has deferred maintenance, your expenses will be higher as you address backlogged issues. At CREI Partners, we analyze seller expenses carefully, compare them to market benchmarks, and adjust them to reflect realistic operating costs. Underwriting expenses conservatively, build in buffers. Here's the key principle. Underwrite expenses conservatively, build in buffers. Don't underwrite to best case expenses. Don't assume you can operate more efficiently than the current owner without understanding why expenses are high. Instead, underwrite to realistic, achievable expenses with buffers for unexpected costs. At CREI Partners, we underwrite expenses conservatively. We assume expenses toward the higher end of typical ranges. We build in buffers for unexpected costs, and we maintain strong cash reserves for emergencies. This conservative approach protects us when unexpected expenses arise, and unexpected expenses are common in real estate operations. Red flags in expense analysis. Let me share some red flags to watch for during expense analysis. First, expenses significantly below market benchmarks. If the seller's expenses are well below typical underwriting ranges, they're likely understated. Second, missing expense categories. If major expense categories are missing from the financials, that's a red flag. Third, significant deferred maintenance. If the property has deferred maintenance, your expenses will be higher as you address backlogged issues. Fourth, property taxes not adjusted for purchase price. If the underwriting uses the seller's current property taxes without adjusting for reassessment, that's a red flag. Fifth, insurance costs not updated. If insurance costs haven't been updated in the past year, they're likely understated. Sixth, no reserves for replacements. If the seller isn't budgeting for reserves, they're not planning for future capital needs. At CREI Partners, significantly understated expenses increase execution risk and require deeper scrutiny. We need to understand why expenses are low and whether they're sustainable. CREI Partners' approach to expense analysis. At CREI Partners, our approach to expense analysis is disciplined and conservative. We analyze seller expenses carefully and compare them to market benchmarks. We don't accept the seller's numbers at face value. We adjust property taxes to reflect our purchase price. We get insurance quotes during due diligence. We budget conservatively for repairs and maintenance, turnover, and other variable expenses. We build in buffers for unexpected costs. We maintain strong cash reserves for emergencies and capital needs. And we're disciplined. If expenses are significantly higher than projected and the deal doesn't work with conservative underwriting, we pass. Key takeaways. Let me close with this. Expense analysis is about understanding what it really costs to operate the property, not what the seller says it costs. Operating expenses include property taxes, insurance, utilities, payroll and management, repairs and maintenance, turnover, marketing and leasing, administrative expenses, and reserves for replacements. Property taxes are often one of the largest expenses and will likely increase after purchase. Project taxes based on your purchase price, not the seller's current taxes. Insurance costs have been rising in many markets. Get quotes during due diligence. Don't underwrite to the seller's current costs. Repairs and maintenance costs vary by property class and condition. Budget conservatively based on property age and deferred maintenance. Staffing needs vary by property size, layout, and operational strategy. Budget realistically based on your operational model. Typical underwriting ranges for total operating expenses are 35% to 60% of gross income, depending on property class, but these vary by market and property condition. Analyze the seller's expenses carefully. Look for understated expenses, missing categories, and deferred maintenance. Compare to market benchmarks. underwrite expenses conservatively, build in buffers for unexpected costs, watch for red flags, expenses below market benchmarks, missing categories, deferred maintenance, property taxes not adjusted, insurance not updated, and no reserves. At CREI Partners, we analyze expenses carefully, compare to market benchmarks, and underwrite conservatively. Significantly understated expenses increase execution risk and require deeper scrutiny. Expense analysis is just as important as income analysis. Get it right, and your underwriting will be accurate. Tomorrow, we're talking about multifamily rent comps. How to determine market rent. We'll cover how to analyze comparable properties and determine what your units can realistically rent for. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free passive investor coaching program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.